couple of things from yesterday. Obviously, we talked about the football games. There's not much to say other than the fact that the Steelers got clobbered, the Chiefs were really good, and the Ravens just hammered the Texans. Both games stunk, and yet the numbers, I'm sure, will be amazing. So this was Netflix's real jump into sports. I know you had the Tyson fight, and they've done some other things, but this is the NFL, and this was a doubleheader on Christmas. And I already mentioned the one tiny little issue I had. A couple people have reached out to me and said
some
no
did,
such issue.
Some did, some didn't. I got a few
Some did
well.
Have the issues, yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple. Every time I tried to go into Netflix via the Apple TV box, Netflix kept putting me at the beginning of the broadcast. That's a little different than your issue, but an issue nonetheless. Yeah. Late game was brutal to get through on the screen. Another guy who had Roku had no issue. So it was a little smattering. Some did, some didn't.
Yeah, and in terms of the actual like broadcast, number one, you got Ian, J.J. Watt, and Nate Burleson. You know that they're going to be professional. They're going to be really good. They were. I thought Noah and Greg Olson were terrific. This is the one. And I wanted to have Andrew Marchand on or later just to kind of ask. He covers media, so I figured he'd be a good person to talk to. He's apparently overseas right now. Why? And I know we talked about this, too. And then when you see it, it's like, why are there so many people on these broadcasts?
I know you guys did this with Boomer and Geo. I honestly have no idea.
But then seeing it was even more bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, you have this studio show with Kay Adams, Mina Kimes. You've got Robert Griffin III. Drew Brees is there at one point. You've got, who's the other guy? Manti Te'o is there.
Yeah.
There's five people at a desk. Then they send it out to the stadium. We've got another desk.
It's too much.
We've got two on-site sideline reporters. Like, Mike, talk about
it's overkill,
overdoing
man.
It.
Yeah, it's an overstimulation, I think.
Man.
It's just, and I think it makes for an awkward dynamic just as far as everyone trying to feel like, think about it. If you were in that setting, you're like, I'm here, they're paying me, like, I got to contribute something.
And do right.
I got to find my time because there's a lot of mouths to feed, no pun intended, you know? So I don't know what went into that thought process other than just trying to flex. Like, hey, look at all the people we've got. Look at this lineup that we put together. But as you've said many times, people are not tuning in.
No one's tuning in to see it. They're not. Like, I would think, and I didn't. I didn't watch the pregame stuff yesterday because I had the Knick game on from 12 to 1. But I went to the game for kickoff, and I pretty much kept Netflix on the entire day then, right through the second game. And aside from when I went into the other room to watch the fourth quarter of the Knick game. But it's just, it's too much. It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. I know you can say, well, Netflix prints money. True. I mean, that's fine. They can do what they want with
it. Yeah, it's just, maybe just a flex.
It's to your point, when you have so many different people that need to speak, you're cutting down on everybody else's time to actually say something of significance.
Right. And how much of significance is there to say?
Not a lot.
Eventually, especially in games that I know in advance they don't know that they're going to be one-sided. But even like, you know, in pregames and the lead ups, it's like there's only so much that's interesting about a matchup or whatever side thing they might have going on or, you know, human interest story or whatever. So I just feel like it's way, way, way overdone and has been getting worse and worse and worse for years now. The amount of talking heads and trust me, I'm aware that's what we're doing right now, but it's just two of us here, and it's a different medium, a different format. But similar to we opened the show talking about watered down regular seasons and how maybe it's just stage of life. Like, I don't have the time to commit to consuming everything that they're trying to stuff down our throats.
Yeah, look, I understand the 2-hour pregame show is there for the hardcore football fan. That's fine. Well, what else is it there for? Just to sell ads, I guess. I mean, you got people watching, though, to actually justify
it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll give you a perfect example. Like, on Sundays when I go to Sirius to do my NFL shift, I put NFL Network on, but I'm not really locked into what's going on.
It's like background noise.
Like, I'm getting myself ready, and I'm listening to, actually, Damon Amendolara now hosts, they call it the Tailgate Show, leading into the show that we do, which is essentially like Red Zone on radio. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's because you say maybe for the diehard fan, but I feel like the diehard coming into Sunday doesn't need to have the table set for them because they know what's going on.
I think, again, it kind of sets the mood for the day. Yeah. To me, the one day that I actually do put the extended coverage on because it sets the tone for the day and it's way too much. But it's just, again, background noise and CBS does it, Fox, NBC, they all
Super
do it.
Bowl.
Yeah. Like the Super Bowl, you want to put it on at 2 o'clock just to kind of get into the feel
the whole day is an event.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a little bit different. You're at a Super Bowl party. You show up at 4 o'clock. At least you've got some football stuff on.
Yeah.
No one's really watching it, but it's on. That's fine.
It's a
These
holiday.
Other things, though, way too much. And then in the late game, too, you know, I'm going to save the Beyonce stuff for after the break. We'll do that. I felt bad for Jamie Erdahl. I mean, she's out there. They parade the two football cakes. Oh, my God. Jamie Erdahl is fantastic. She really is. I got to do an event with her with Boomer and Carton back in the day. She couldn't be sweeter. She does a really nice job on NFL Network, all that stuff. To put her out there with two red velvet cakes.
Yeah, and that those guys wanted no part of.
No part of it. This isn't the John Madden turducken. Let's stop trying to reinvent the wheel. I felt bad for her.
You would have thought that those things were radioactive. Forget the fact that they wouldn't taste them. They were like legit backing up out of the shot almost. Yeah.
It's just too much. It really is. It's too much.
And Lamar even, good on him, identified. Like, they split it open. He's like, red velvet? And then it was sort of just like, no.
And then she's left having to eat it.
Yeah, she takes the bite to try and assure them, like, hey, it's good. Give it a shot. Yeah, nope. They want no part of it.
It's just so much. It really is. Victor in Columbus. What's up, Victor?
Hello, how are you doing?
Good.
Great. Just want to know, we're at this time of morning, we're discussing who won the ratings war. The NBA or the NFL? What do you think? Was the NFL more important to America?
Yes.
The NFL?
It's not even close. I would say, while the NBA, I think, had a great day yesterday because all of their games were pretty good up top to bottom, my guess will be that during that window of 1 till about 7:30 Eastern, that will have been dominated by the NFL on Netflix. I will be surprised if anything else comes out, just because the NFL is king. Whether you like it or not, and we can sit here and we can bury certain weeks. I mean, me and Al do cool games is kind of a joke, but not really on Friday mornings, week after week. I mean, there's just not a lot of great games.
No.
And even the ones you think are going to be great, like on paper, yesterday's game should have been phenomenal.
Especially the first game. I had higher expectations for that one than the second one, knowing that the Texans have some issues and they're banged up. I would have thought game one would have been a little bit more competitive.
Especially in Pittsburgh.
So I will say this, guys, I have this stat up here from NFL Media on Netflix's numbers from yesterday.
All right, go.
So we have, these are just stats, over 200 countries tuned in at some point to the Chiefs and Steelers. Chiefs and Steelers is already the second most popular live title on Netflix to date. This was at 4 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah, but that doesn't
Nearly
help us with the numbers,
though. Netflix's global concurrents are currently watching Chiefs and Steelers, and Netflix has eclipsed peak concurrent viewers of any Christmas in the past 4 years. So they put up some numbers yesterday with the Netflix.
Yeah, that doesn't tell me a ton, though.
Yeah.
That doesn't tell me a lot.
Sounds like a lot of fluff.
I want to hear numbers.
Yeah.
Like, just don't tell me how
many 200 countries. That. I don't think over 200 countries are getting counted in the ratings for Nielsen.
No. That does. I want to know what
doesn't matter.
I want to know what we did.
So if it's 200 million people that tuned in, that doesn't matter?
Enough. I want to hear what happened here. What are the ratings here? Because then if you want to do that, then let's talk about what the NBA did in China and around the world. I don't care about around the world. I want to know about what the ratings were in America.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's some overnight numbers maybe that'll come out at some point today.
I'm
not
sure,
going to have
yes.
that instantly. But
I'm sure we will get
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I appreciate what Zoo's doing or he's saying, but I get those releases sometimes too from pick any network when they try to
They always make it sound better.
Right, yeah. And then, like, and it sounds great, but when then you really think about like the way that they're massaging the information and the words.
Right. I don't care about the international numbers. What did the NBA versus the NFL do in North America?
I'm sure it was very one-sided.
I would think.
Yeah.
But again, those NBA games were really good. You had terrible football games. How many people turned them off and went to the basketball? That's what I would wonder.